Today, the Supreme Court denied the Trump administration's motion to clarify who could come into the country. But the court order is allowing the travel ban to proceed concerning refugees who Judge Watson said should be covered by formal assurance. Hawaii Attorney General Doug Chin joins us now by phone to explain the latest Supreme Court order. Hi there.
Hi there.
Thanks again for making time for us.
Sure, no problem.
So the order from the Supreme Court was short and sweet, good news for families, not so much, though, for refugees. Was this expected?
Well, first of all, I think the U.S. Supreme Court confirmed something that we did expect, which is that we were absolutely right to say that the Trump administration overreached in trying to keep families apart from each other. And by that, I mean calling out grandparents, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and cousins as people who don't qualify as close family members. As I'd explained previously on the show, I mean, that kind of restrictive definition just wasn't going to fly. It certainly didn't fly with the federal district judge here, Judge Watson. And then when the U.S. government tried to leapfrog over to the U.S. Supreme Court, that got slapped down as well. And I think what happened with the refugee portion of the ban was the U.S. Supreme Court has said, what we want you guys to do is there is an appeal to the Ninth Circuit, which is where you guys should be arguing this right now anyway. And what we want you to do is we want more arguments, we want more information from the different parties before we make a decision on that. And we also want to give the Ninth Circuit an opportunity to resolve that issue. So, yes, that issue is still outstanding.
And from the way that you've just positioned this, we might infer that it would be a fact-gathering situation as opposed to simply wanting to take the motion as such or deny the motion as such. But with Justice Thomas and Justice Alito and Justice Gorsuch, who would have stayed the district court order in its entirety, was there somewhat of the expectation that they might not want to even give, you know, the motion entirely, that because they were clearly in opposition? I mean, was there some expectation that you were going to have trouble with some of this?
Oh, I think we always knew that even from the first ruling from June 26th, and that just got underscored even more with today's ruling, that whatever happens when this case gets decided at the end of the year, we're going to have a divided court. And so what we're already seeing is that you do have three justices that are pretty much telegraphing that they would agree with the U.S. government in terms of their interpretation of what they were trying to accomplish with this travel ban. But on the other hand, you have six justices who aren't agreeing with that and actually are telegraphing an opposite viewpoint. You know, I'm not ready to declare victory at all. I think all I know is that we're going to have a divided court. And in many ways, it may rest with the middle of the middle justices.
So before you go, do you think that this is sort of a resting point now until we get into the fall and we have a formal decision by the court?
Well, I certainly hope so, because we're trying to prepare our arguments for the U.S. Supreme Court. But in the meantime, there will be another round of briefing having to do with the refugee portion of the travel ban, and the Ninth Circuit will be expected to rule on that. We'll find out very soon which panel is going to be deciding this, that portion of the travel ban at the Ninth Circuit level. And then we'll be able to get some more direction from there. In the meantime, Bethann, I think the other thing for the public to realize is that the travel ban is happening right now. And so there is an urgency that is causing all of these decisions to come down very quickly.
We'll talk to you as soon as there's more for us to talk about. Thanks
Great.
Very much. We appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Bethann.
Douglas Chin is Hawaii's Attorney General.